alleged spying on Greek politician to be investigated by EU. By Chris Tomlinson on August 20, 2022. The European Parliament has vowed to investigate allegations that the Greek government was actively spying on an opposition party leader who is also a member of the European Parliament. Yuri Laz, the spokesman for the European Parliament's president Roberta Metsola, commented on the ongoing spying scandal saying, "Illegal surveillance of members' communications is intolerable and inexcusable. Such infringements of the principles and values which form the basis of our democratic system cannot be tolerated, irrespective of the member state where they occur," Laz added, Greek newspaper Ekathimerini reports. According to Laz, President Metsola has expressed interest in the case and may look to ban illegal domestic spying in the European Union. The spying allegations revolve around Nikos Androulakis, the leader of Greece's socialist PASOK-NL party, and came to light after Greece's National Intelligence Service, EYP, Chief Panayotis Kontolian admitted last month that his agency had spied on journalist Thanasis Kouakakis. The phone belonging to Kouakakis was infected with spyware named Predator, and Androulakis found his phone also infected with the spyware after it was discovered by European Union cybersecurity experts. Since then, Panayotis Kontolian resigned from his position as head of Greek intelligence along with the Greek government's general secretary, Grigoris Dimitriadis. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis, meanwhile, denied any knowledge of the spying on Androulakis, stating earlier this month that it may have been according to the letter of the law but it was a mistake. I was not aware of it and I would never allow it. The Greek leader later went on to clarify that there had been a warrant issued to surveil the mobile phone of Androulakis in September of last year. But the warrant had been done according to the law and had only lasted a total of 3 months. The procedure had the approval of the prosecutor, exactly as stipulated by the provision passed in 2018 by the previous government. It lasted 3 months and was automatically stopped, as provided by law, a few days after Mr. Androulakis was elected president of KNL. Mitsotakis said. Androulakis was elected the leader of the Movement for Change, KNL, an alliance of the Pan-Hellenic Socialist Movement, PASOK, and the Movement of Democratic Socialists, KDSO, in December of last year. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.